Billionaires are calling this the next Bitcoin, and now whales are piling in.
Smart money is positioning themselves in this ecosystem before the next 100x. And in this episode, we're going to show you exactly how to copy these whales.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Billionaires are calling this the next Bitcoin, and whales are piling in before the next 100x. We're going to tell you exactly what ecosystem we're talking about, then we're going to show you how to copy the whales.
This is a very, very, very important episode. We've been hammering home BitTensor for the past little while, but now there is an exclusive opportunity that not many people are talking about just yet. And when you are early and you copy what these whales are doing and the smart money is doing, because you can see it all on chain, you can literally 100x your portfolio. Look at the market right now. It's been bleeding. Look at this area that we're about to explain to you and how it's been performing. It's been up only. So to fade this episode and to fade this ecosystem, you're not going to make it. Like, straight up, you're not.
Yep.
Because these are small caps with Bitcoin-like emissions that are sitting somewhere around $3 to $4 million in valuation, some of them even smaller than that, that are destined for $300 million plus valuations, even in the billions. This is an extremely important episode, and we're going to highlight three projects that we'd like in it. So make sure you guys tune around and stick around to the end.
So when we say billionaires are calling this next Bitcoin, we're talking about BitTensor. Now we see crypto OG, some of the most accomplished people in crypto since the old days, like Barry Silbert and the Yuma Group. They've literally called BitTensor the next Bitcoin. And we've seen institutional demand, Grayscale, all other institutions. There was an article on Forbes about BitTensor the other day. The word is getting out about BitTensor and how it is the basically the Bitcoin for AI. Bitcoin was invented to solve a lot of problems with traditional finance. BitTensor was invented to solve a lot of problems with open AI, corporate AI, all of that. Now, the price of Tau has appreciated from when we started talking about it. We started, you know, 40, 50 bucks. It went all the way up to like 700. Right now it's 200, 250. It's pretty cheap. But to be completely honest with you, you're not going to see the price of Tau 100x anytime soon. But there are opportunities within the BitTensor ecosystem, like you just mentioned. The BitTensor subnet alpha tokens. These are sitting at valuations of around $1, $2, $3 million. And these are all, in our opinion, businesses that could be sitting at 20 to 30 to 100 to 300 million in market cap. That's why we say this could be the next 100X. And if you look at where the smart money is flowing in BitTensor, it is from the Tau, the root staking, to the subnet tokens. So we're going to talk about our top picks for the subnet tokens. And if you're wondering how to get involved, how to buy these tokens, we did an episode about that, how to get involved in the ecosystem. We'll link it in the description. But this episode is about our favorite 100X BitTensor subnet alpha tokens.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to discuss three subnet alpha tokens. We're going to deep dive into each one. Just like a brief overview, you guys can then do your own research, because there are about 80 subnet alpha tokens currently available. There's going to be thousands at some point. So this will become, you know, a weekly, monthly thing that we start doing. The reason we're highlighting these right now is because you need to understand that only 4% of all Tau has moved into these subnet alpha tokens so far. as soon as more and more people start to catch on, that 4% will move to 20%, will move to 30%. And we're talking, you know, 90% eventually of a currently $5 billion ecosystem. You have to imagine how much this is going to change and how much capital is going to actually flow into these projects that are literally changing the world. The first one we'll talk about is, you know, just absolutely fantastic. And again, these are all fair launch, no pre-mine. They all have 21 million cap token supply. They have the same emission schedule as Bitcoin with halvings and all that stuff. So you're not having shady insiders dumping on you and all these other things. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not vaporware projects. And if you understand the BitTensor ecosystem, they will kick you out if you're not performing, but they'll also reward you very handsomely if you are performing. So we'll dive into some of these subnets now.
So let's start. If we're talking about BitTensor subnets, if you go to Tau Stats, you look at the subnets, you're going to notice that, you know, the number one subnet, it is, has by far the largest market cap. It has, I think, the largest emissions out of any subnet, and for good reason. And I think we're going to start that off because it kind of is the king of subnets right now. And that's Shoots, right? So Shoots at time of recording is sitting around a $50 million market cap. So, you know, most of these subnets are much smaller market cap, but we decided to start with Shoots because it is kind of the king right now. Shoots is seeing 17% of all Tau emissions to their subnet. And as you said, there's 80 emissions. And we see one subnet with 17% emissions.
Crazy.
That's extremely impressive. So Shoots is basically like the one decentralized platform where to scale AI models. It makes it easy for people that want to build anything AI on BitTensor to deploy, run, and scale any AI model. They could do it on Shoots. They basically take out all the like clunky need to handle GPUs and all that stuff and just make it easy for people to build AI models on BitTensor. So when we talk about, we always, in the early days of BitTensor, we talked about like how BitTensor was so cool because you can build anything on BitTensor. Well, Shoots is kind of like a microcosm of BitTensor where you can build anything using Shoots.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, what does Shoots do? What doesn't Shoots do? Mm. AI agents, predictive model, everything can be built on Shoots, and that's why it's so special.
Yeah, it's really cool because it allows developers to build without having to focus on the infrastructure hurdles. So with Shoots, it's a decentralized platform that makes it insanely easy to deploy and scale AI models without worrying about the servers, the GPUs, the infrastructure. It's all so complicated. That's not what the builders are doing. The builders are there to, like, just build, right? And when you say that they're receiving 17% of all Tau emissions, that's because they are really performing. Mm. And like we said at the beginning of the episode, the better the subnet does, the more emissions they receive. They're receiving $112 million per year right now in Tau. However, when Tau inevitably reaches $5,000, you can do the math on there. These guys are generating billions of dollars.
Yep.
They currently have a market cap of $46 million. Time of recording, they onboarded another 15,000 users in a 24-hour period.
Crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
Yep.
So this is a subnet by Rayon Labs, permissionless intelligence at scale. They also have two other subnets that they run, which is a Gradient subnet 56 for AI training. And then they also have 19 AI, that's inference training. So those other two subnets are performing quite well as well. So anything Rayon Labs, I think you really want to be paying attention to.
Yeah, Shoots is one of my biggest holdings in the BitTensor subnet ecosystem. I also hold a few of those two other tokens you mentioned for subnets. But let's move on to our second pick. Now, this is going to be one that you might be familiar with. We've talked about this project for almost a year, probably, maybe even more on the show. But the interesting thing now with this one is not only do they have that, you know, ERC token, but they have the subnet token. And that's Sturdy Finance and what they're building with TauFi. So if you have been getting involved in the BitTensor ecosystem, you might notice that it's not as easy to get involved with as maybe Solana or Ethereum. It's a bit clunkier with the wallet and using Tau Stats. It's just not as great of a user experience. And that's why Sturdy Finance, Subnet 10, has been building TauFi. TauFi is not only going to become like the Uniswap of BitTensor, and as we see billions of dollars flow into trading BitTensor Alpha tokens, a Uniswap for BitTensor could become a massive business, but it's also becoming the bridge for Ethereum liquidity onto BitTensor. So they've built the EVM to BitTensor bridge. They're becoming the Uniswap of BitTensor, a price oracle for BitTensor, kind of like the all-encompassing DeFi powerhouse for BitTensor, which is TauFi, and that's built by Subnet 10, Sturdy.
Yeah, 7 to 10 study, very interesting because of how they started off in terms of they are this AI DeFi play that also has an ERC-20 token. It'll be interesting to see how this subnet articulates and communicates to the community how the ERC token is also going to play a role in what the subnet is doing. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they are powering and behind TauFi, which is ultimately going to end up creating that bridge, because I have seen some stuff on X where it does seem extremely clunky to try to get Tau onto the, you know, Tau main chain and then, you know, swap for subnet tokens, all these other things. I think when you have this TauFi bridge up and running, it's going to seamlessly bring in hundreds of millions of USDC via Ethereum, mm-hmm. because of this EVM compatibility.
Yeah.
So Sturdy, I think, can do wonders there from an AI DeFi perspective. And again, they do have that airdrop, I think, for the TauFi token, which could, you know, generate a lot of money, as we've seen with previous airdrops like Uniswap, mm-hmm. And many others out there, like Hyperliquid. Yeah. They had a massive airdrop. So anybody getting involved there should see a massive airdrop of the TauFi token.
Yeah, so if you hold the Sturdy ERC token or if you hold the Sturdy SN10 subnet token, you'll be receiving an airdrop for the TauFi token, which is the Uniswap and more of BitTensor. And like we just mentioned, remember I was trying to buy that subnet token the other day. It was so clunky. I couldn't buy it on TauStats. I had to buy it on Yuma. That's old school stuff. The fact that you can't do it one website, you got to do it other. So that's why we know we need something like TauFi. And I think Sturdy can actually be amazing for that. Also, TauFi is building the first Tau stablecoin.
Yeah.
TauUSD. Any explosive DeFi ecosystem needs a stablecoin. Tau does not have a stablecoin yet. TauFi has building TauUSD, which is backed by institutional assets such as BlackRock's Biddle Fund.
Yep.
This is an institutionally backed, I mean, Sturdy Finance is backed by Y Combinator, Pantera. This is a legit USA-backed business. So I think the Sturdy subnet token right now sitting at a $3 million market cap, that's pennies.
It is pennies. Yeah. It is pennies. All right, let's jump into another one here. This has been one of my top performing subnet alpha tokens, and I believe that this will continue to be one of my top performing subnet alpha tokens. It's still early days. Mm-hmm. This is a subnet alpha tokens. It's Nova. It sits at subnet 68. You can check them out at metanovalabs.com. They currently have a market cap of 8.5 million. Mm-hmm. I've seen them go from, this is like AI times pharma, and this is a $1 trillion opportunity. This is decentralized and permissionless drug discovery. It's a biotech company. So you have to imagine that these guys are incentivizing collaborations for breakthrough in the drug discovery world. Right now, it's often siloed. So AI models are only as good as the data that they're receiving. Mm-hmm. And when you're operating within the BitTensor ecosystem, you receive a lot of really good data sets. Whereas some of these privatized universities and all these other things, they're not getting everything necessary. And then, you know, people want to take credit for like the publications and it's slow and all these other things. So what I like about these guys is I've seen them go from 0% to 3% emissions, mm-hmm. In their first, I think it's like been like 3 or 4 weeks since they've been out. That's $63,000 a day or $23 million a year in current Tau rewards. Think about what you can do with that when you're a pharma company. You know, you don't have to reach out and try to get all this VC capitals and all the other, like, these guys are getting money from the get-go to fund everything that they're trying to do. Like, it's game change.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously DeSci guys.
Yeah.
We've been heavily early. We're always getting in early on the next big DeSci coins, whether it be on Ethereum, Solana, Base, you name it. Now we're getting in early on the next biggest DeSci project on BitTensor. So it makes sense for us. And I like that, you know, like, okay, traditional drug discovery costs billions of dollars and takes decades to nail with a 10% success rate. Well, Metanova, with their AI technology, can drastically reduce the time needed and the money needed to discover new drugs. So this is, yeah, like as you said, a $1 trillion opportunity. And I think with, you know, how complex like these molecules and the human body and all these different factors, a crypto and AI native biotech firm, Metanova, sitting at a $9 million market cap as the top DeSci play in BitTensor, and just as, you know, to your point, they've exploded since they've got onto the scene within the past month or two. And it's such early days. Like, yeah, this is a potentially $1 billion company.
100%.
And the market cap is under 10 million.
That's crazy. I think this could be worth more than Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, Pfizer combined in terms of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Did you know? So traditional pharma, on average, it takes $2.6 billion, 10 years of research for a 10% chance of discovering a drug that's actually going to make any headway. Mm-hmm. With this, you have a global network of participants competing in real time with on-chain transparency to fabricate and create these or identify these molecules that are going to like create the limitless drug, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, these miners are rewarded for their contribution. And I like that the miners can only bring forth, I think it's one molecule per day, because it ensures that they're bringing forth quality and not quantity.
Yeah.
So I really like what Metanova is doing. I think, you know, they're it's game changing. I really see these guys. I think it could be a $1 billion subnet.
Yeah, no, I like it. One of the things that resonated with me, I read in one of their blurbs, it's like miners are searching over a billion synthesizable compounds.
Yeah.
Like, this is where AI comes in, because people can't do that. It will take, that's why it takes 10 plus years to develop these drugs. But AI can do it in a second or a minute or a day, right? Billions of potential compounds. That's where AI is really going to come into play here. And pharmaceutical companies sooner or later are going to see the value in this, potentially invest in Metanova. And you're getting in early at a tiny $9 million market cap. That's why we're so bullish on this one. So those are our top three, but we do have bonus picks. We always got bonus picks, right?
So congrats to the people who stuck around.
Yeah, so we got a couple of bonus subnet alpha picks because, as you mentioned, there's 80 subnets. There's so many subnets that are doing amazing things. We couldn't just pick three. So let's start off with one that we kind of got onto recently, and that's Patrol.
Yeah, I really like Patrol because, okay, so here's the danger in subnets. There's some of them that are like, when you go onto the subnet token page, you can see some of them are listed as unknown, the 0% emissions. Mm-hmm. You don't know if there's a GitHub. You don't know who the team is behind it. You don't know anything. And there's a chance that you're like, okay, well, I'm going to invest 10 tau. And then the subnet doesn't perform. You just lost your 10 tau.
Mm-hmm.
However, with Patrol, subnet 81, they are tau.com. And they are being called the decentralized Palantir.
Mm-hmm.
Palantir has a $200 billion market cap. These guys currently have a market cap sub 2 million. What I like is that they have the CTO of OpenTensor. This is the foundation that started BitTensor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the CTO on this team. They also have the CEO of Tensora. And that is the BitTensor intelligence layer. They have essentially two of the original OG BitTensor guys that have started this subnet. And it's all about security. And I believe that they're going to be able to stop hacks and ensure that there's an active advanced threat intelligence for early detection that is going to save a lot of money in the long run. Because remember, there's that hack in BitTensor that happened.
That
$20 million hack.
Yep.
They're going to stop that in its tracks. And I can see these guys attracting a lot of talent to their subnet.
Yeah, that was what I was about to mention. The need for something like Patrol was very apparent after the BitTensor hack, whenever that was. They're like the Night's Watch or the Secret Guard of BitTensor. Through Miner Validator collaboration, they're tracking relationships across the BitTensor chain for early threat detection. And the cool part about Patrol is once they have, and they're basically doing it right now, once they prove their AI threat detection technology on-chain, they can take this to other industries. Like, this doesn't just have to live one on BitTensor. It can expand to other blockchains for threat, because there's so many hacks across so many blockchains every year. It's billions of dollars hacked every year. So if Patrol can validate this AI threat detection technology on BitTensor, they can bring this to other blockchains. And in their blurbs on their website, they say they can even bring this to social media, code repositories, phishing sites, crypto wallets. They can use their AI threat detection across the entire world of cybersecurity and hacks. That's where this is a billion-dollar company. So again, you're looking at Patrol, the CTO of OpenTensor from Tau.com, sitting at a $2 million market cap.
That's crazy.
And these guys are getting 3% emissions.
Already.
Already.
That's crazy.
Right? So this is a really, really interesting subnet. It has to be one of our bonus picks.
Yeah, I like that. Instead of reacting to the damage after it's done, they're mapping it all out ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's forecasting what could occur.
Yep.
Man, I think this is a very slept on subnet, and this is one that we'll be loading into heavily.
For sure. And for our final bonus pick, this is going to be a subnet that, if you have been a loyal follower of the show, you will recognize this name, because we actually had the guy behind this subnet interviewed on the show six months ago, whatever it was, and that is Taoshi. So the name of the subnet is Proprietary Trading Network. They're sitting at around an $18 million market cap, 7% of emissions. It's in the top five
yep.
in terms of market cap. So this is one of the more established subnets. It's one of the original like 10 subnets, I think.
Yep.
And they're proprietary trading. So they are AI-based financial predicting markets. So they built an AI model to predict the price of Bitcoin. They're looking at moving this out into all of crypto, into stocks, potentially Forex, all kinds of this stuff. And it's been very, very lucrative. I think it has one of the best predictive trading success rates that we've seen across the board. The fact that they have been building for quite a while in the BitTensor ecosystem, all you have to do is just listen to Arash, the guy behind Taoshi and Proprietary Trading Network, talk about BitTensor and how much he knows. And that will convince you that the future of this subnet is very bright. So I see this. I remember when we interviewed Arash on the show a while ago, we were like, man, like we want to invest in this company. But we couldn't. Because that was before DTAO, that was before Subnet Tokens. We're like, we're waiting for the moment where we can invest in Taoshi because we think this could be the next big thing. And now the moment has arrived, and that's why Taoshi is one of my bigger Subnet Alpha Token positions.
Yeah, absolutely. I like PTN Subnet 8 a lot. So there you have it. We have Patrol, a security type play with amazing founders that were early day OGs of BitTensor at Subnet 81. We have a predictive price model for Bitcoin, the stock market. Do you understand just how much money could actually flow into that subnet? People are going to want that data, especially as it's, again, this data is only going to get better.
Yep.
The predictive analysis is only going to get better. So big companies, when you're leveraging with size, just to know where the price of Bitcoin or whatever is going to go in the next 5 minutes, that is worth paying for.
For sure.
So we have that at number eight. We have Shoots, which is, you know, providing GPU infrastructure, all these things for the overall AI world, if you will, at 64. We also have Metanovas at 68. That's a decentralized science play, doing fantastic stuff. I think they're really going to change the world of decentralized science, the healthcare industry, all these things. And then we have Sturdy at subnet 10, the DeFi optimized AI yields, which is going to be launching which is part of TaoFi, which is going to be the bridge, which is going to bring Ethereum money or liquidity into BitTensor. It's going to play a very vital role.
Look, if there's any other BitTensor subnet alpha tokens or anything BitTensor that you want us to check out, because we're going to make this a regular series on this show, because we're telling you this is where the next 100x are coming from, let us know in the comments. Anything BitTensor related, ask us, and we will keep you guys updated.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.